Hello. I'm gonna push a button on my screen to turn off the screen so I can save battery because it'll keep recording in the background. Hello. I'm tempted to make a joke like I'm speaking to you from beyond the grave, but I think one of my jokes about my time being near or something was interpreted as I was dying. So I guess I kind of both ended up making that joke and not. Fuck, I already forgot what I said. Oh yeah, I'm speaking to you from beyond the grave. I'm pre-recording this. I've actually already pre-recorded one. I forgot to mention it was pre-recorded. In preparation for my upcoming, I've been calling it a forced hiatus because it just sounds fancier, I guess. So depending on how long that whole thing ends up lasting, you know, you'll hear from me, I don't know, maybe once a month. We'll see how many of these I'm able to record in the very limited, double free time, already the existing, you know, windows of time I have when roommate's actually working. And now, after that, for a while, it'll just be fucking nothing for a while. Anyway, this is not meant to be a super bummer. I'm just kind of rambling because for some reason before this one that I started recording, I got even more nervous than usual. I was sitting here with my thumb over the record, start recording button for quite a while. I kept drinking, not that alcohol, I kept drinking liquids and stuff because my mouth just dries up the second I start recording. And every time I would, it was a second or two later. Right now it's just so dry, it's just pointless. So I'll give my little disclaimers, I guess. You might hear a fan in the background and or an AC unit. It's hot where I am right now. I don't deal with heat well. I did turn off one fan that I usually have going just because it's closer, so I apologize if there's that white noise. Other things, I will be having to drink seltzers when I'm drinking frequently because my body hates me and doesn't hold on to water. Fuck, there was something else. I guess it wasn't all that. Oh, right, the whole coughing thing. I've still got that dry cough that Nathan gets from a medication. So, all that bullshit aside, I apologize for all of that in advance. See, first drink right there. That's gonna be a thing. All that aside. Fuck, I've been rambling so long. Let's just jump into it. God, that's so fucking stupid. Oh god. Okay. I feel so bad for anyone who's I don't know, 7 years younger than me. Younger? Oh god, I can't even, see, the second numbers and math come into anything, I'm just fucked. So, anyone significantly younger than me, probably has no fucking clue what I'm talking about when I say this stupid shit in my audience. Okay. Starting for real. Since it's currently summer, well, where I am, sorry, Australia and the southern hemisphere, Summer where I am, like I said, it's quite hot, even with the AC and fan. So I'm actually wearing something very different than I normally would. I don't have my tights on. I have the black knee-high socks, of course, because it's the only socks I wear. And I guess I would call this like plum colored, purple, a purple like wrap dress. Most of you are probably like, what, I don't know what the fuck that is. It's just a soft, kind of lightweight dress. And it's got an incredibly deep V-neck on it. So normally I keep it like a little safety pin in there so my tits just don't spill out everywhere if I bend over. But obviously I've removed that for this purpose because I don't want to hair the stupid thing. Yeah, it has a little like sash right at my waist, and it's like half sleeve, longish sleeve. Anyway, so it's different. I guess something new and fun to imagine. Other than that, I have on like lilac colored panties, and I've already taken my bra off because in this dress in particular, it would be just the fucking worst. Just the worst to try to take it off. And it's hot. So, I don't have like a plan. I mean, I very rarely set anything out that's like specific unless I've got some like kind of weird thing going on. So, this won't probably be posted in order, but for me, the last recording that I did was not, it was like 3 days ago, and it was that fucking monster dildo. Stupidly big. And I'm not wanting to I want to give my cunt a little bit of time to recover in general. It was not super happy with me after that. So I just got out my trusty old regular cock-sized dildo. And then the pink one that's also too big. Honestly. Just in case I'm feeling spicy. And other than that, all I have out is a clit vibrator and those little nipple suctiony guys. So, I think I'm gonna go ahead and, yeah, before I put the nipple things on, I'm gonna just do some gentle playing with my tits, because once I put those on, I'll just knock them off if I, like, handle myself too much. Okay, so I'm on my back, kind of half sitting, and I imagine some of you will enjoy this visual. My socks stop like right below my knees, and then the way I'm sitting, the dress is kind of ridden up, I think, rode up? I don't know, ridden sounds better in my head. It's kind of ridden up, to kind of like just below my pussy. So I've got some bare thigh, peeking out, more than peeking out. And, if it were some other chick, I would find that very appealing. For me, obviously, it's a little different, but I imagine some of you will enjoy the image. So, I'm just gonna lean a little bit further back. And this time, I think. Not I think, I'm already doing it. I'm just very, very lightly brushing the back of like the tops of my fingers, like if you curl your hand in and just use the backs of your fingers. I'm just brushing that over my nipples. one good thing about the upcoming hiatus is is that I'm gonna be like forced to not torture the shit out of my nipples for a little while. They need it so badly. Fuck. They need it so badly. That's like an. Sorry, I just switched to the other one, which was really hard and took me by surprise how good it felt. I don't even remember what I was saying. I'm sure it wasn't important. Feels surprisingly good given how much less sensitive my nipples have been for a couple of months, because I'm just being the fucking worst. I've tried being like somewhat gentle when I'm, you know, just doing my own thing and not recording it, but I've been kind of frustrated by, you know, that they're not as like hypersensitive as they always have been. It's like a really, really big part of fucking to me is just like, I don't know, nipple play in general, tip play, I don't know what you'd call it. I've started just kind of like cupping from under my armpit and pushing my whole breast towards the center of my chest and swiping over it back toward my armpit and just brushing my nipple on the way by. So I'm kind of getting like a gentle handful, I guess, and letting go and doing that over and over again. God, I fucking miss having somebody just like just hold my tits. Sorry, my voice kind of went there. Let me take a drink of water, surprisingly. Just like the. Describe it like just the kind of possession of having your tits held and, you know, moved where someone else wants them to be and have them decide what sensation you're getting and everything. It's just a very powerful thing to me. Just having my body controlled and having a guy make the decisions about it for me within sex is a very nice escape for me. And although my hands do an okay job, it's not the same. My idle hand I've switched hands now, had started like properly squeezing on and being a little rough with my right breast, so I'm switching to my left. I'm not really sure why, I guess to try to protect my nipples. Poor guys. I just started kind of like my palm is like mostly over the center of my left breast, but also kind of under it, cupping it. And I just started kind of like squeezing and letting go, and it's pulling the fabric on the other side over my right nipple. Oh, it feels so fucking good. I don't know why I'm like such a big fan of like fabric over like sensitive body parts, but it's really fucking turns me on. Especially when I'm not expecting it. Like it's not planned. Maybe it's because it feels kind of like something I'm not directly doing to myself, so I can like more easily imagine that you're doing it. I don't know. I'm psychoanalyzing my horniness. Sorry, one of my fingers keeps itching so fucking bad. I'm sorry if you can hear me trying to scratch it. Hold on, I have to bite it. This is so stupid. I'm sorry, it's itching so badly. Okay. Oh god. I feel like I'm doing what I was doing before now, by the way. I feel like my audios have gotten like a lot sillier over time. I hope that's okay with you. Doing the same thing I was doing to my left breast to my right now, just kind of like grabbing and squeezing like medium firmness and then letting go again. And got my nipple like kind of in the web of my hand between my thumb and my first finger. And when I squeeze hard enough, it's like rubbing or pinching some, I don't know what the fuck it's doing, but it feels really fucking good. It feels really fucking gone rogue now, and it's being a lot harder on my tits. It feels really fucking good. I just like I'm so bad at drawing like a line for myself about like what's just enough damage. It feels really, really fucking good, and what is too much. Okay. I've scooted down the bed, of course. I'm gonna scoot back up for a second, take a drink. And my dress has ridden up, so if I didn't have panties on, you'd be able to see my pussy now. But I do, so you can see those instead. The entirety of my thighs are exposed. This made me think of something I haven't had in a long time that I like both kind of love and kind of hate, because it's not like ticklish, just really sensitive. is to have somebody like kiss from the inside of my knee up my inner thigh, and like I'm very fond of that person getting like right next to my pussy and then not licking and kissing or anything directly, because I like being teased. And that that sounds absolutely lovely. And I've always thought that my inner thighs are probably the softest part of me, which is saying something because I'm actually like weirdly soft. I've kind of like half rolled over onto my left side, and I've got my legs spread a little bit, and I'm just really gently running my fingertips up and down that part of my thigh I was talking about. And it doesn't feel nearly as good as your hands or your mouth, but it's the closest I can do right now. Wow. The part right near my knee is super sensitive. I brushed my thumb over my pussy under. Wait, yeah, over my pussy, over my panties. I'm so tempted to touch, but touching my inner thighs like that, it's really made me want to do some slaps on my inner thighs, and I'm trying to decide if I'm gonna do that. I mean, fuck it. If I'm able to record any kind of audio on my hiatus, it sure shit isn't gonna be loud stuff. So say fuck it, right? Let the world burn. Sorry, let my thighs burn. Alright, I'm actually gonna pull my tits out before I even do that. Let's see if I can do this with one hand. Okay, got one. Alright. Tits out. And, I've got, I'm kind of back more on my back. I'm still a little tilted to my left. And I've got, my legs spread out as flat as I can comfortably. And I have my feet, the bottoms of my feet pressed together, my knees bent, so I can get nice good access and wind up to my inner thighs. I was a little bit scared about my inner thighs because surprisingly enough, I think they hurt the most, even more than my pussy getting slapped. And they mark like either really well and or like bad. Like they stay. Okay, fuck, I'm just putting it off. Okay, I think I'm gonna do 3 in quick succession. So, volume warning, I'll pull my phone away, but volume warning coming up. Okay. Alright. 3, 2, 1. Fuck. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. I'm sorry, I'm just kind of squirming. My legs on my bed. I don't even know why. Not like it makes it hurt me less, but just natural response, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I got some nice handprints there, but you know, it just doesn't feel like enough. You know, take advantage of the celebratory mood of being able to do slaps. So I'm trying to decide if I'm going to go over the same spot again, because I will get marked for like up to a week if I do that, or if I'm going to do the other thigh. Fuck it. I'm really bad at Spanish, but ¿por qué no las dos? Let's do them both. Okay, I'm so fucking dumb. Oh my god, I'm so stupid. I'm so juvenile. Whew. Okay, I'm switching my phone to my other hand. I'm gonna do my left inner thigh with my left hand. Maybe I'll do my right, actually, because it's much stronger. I think I can get a good reach. Okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do six here because I'm gonna do three more on the other. Let's be even about it. Let's not, you know, drive people crazy who like don't like or like odd numbers. Okay, I'm stalling again. So it's gonna be six loud noises. I'm not gonna count down any past the first one. They'll be pretty quick. Okay, fuck. Alright. Three, two, one. Fuck. Ah. Fuck, was that five or six? I wasn't counting them. I'm waiting for the like stinging part to die down. I'm just like roughly grabbing the outside of my thigh, like right below my hip, I guess. Nice and hard. Mm-hmm. Like I would imagine you would, if you were behind me, wanting me to put my top leg up. Fuck. Oh, now my idle hand has moved down to my ass cheek. Fucking figures. And it's just grabbing hard as it can and spreading me. God, I want you to fucking manhandle me. Would you fucking manhandle me? Fuck yes, spread my fucking gut. Spread my fucking pussy. Okay. Before I forget the other three that I still need to do, and I need to get back up on bed again, I think I'm gonna take a drink and I think I'm gonna put the one dildo I have that can fit in my mouth, because my mouth is tiny, in my mouth for those last three slaps, because I think that's a very fun idea. So that's what I'm gonna do. Give me one sec. Oh, I guess I put on some chapstick too, because I'm dehydrated. Shock. There's the chapstick. Better start before I just dehydrate again. Oh god, my thighs are so red. I mean, obviously the left one more than the right, because I haven't caught up on the right one yet. Okay, I'm getting back in that spread position, feet together. And I'm gonna get this dildo nice and wet so it doesn't catch on my mouth as it's going in, because silicone's so fucking grabby. And once I've got it. Oh, mouth noise warning. Once I've got it nice and deep in there. I'll do those other slaps that I mowed. I'm just doing a combination of him to mine. What's the phrase? God. General dick suckery. I'm so sorry. I pivot from like sexy to funny so easily. Fucking A. So, doing a combination of like general dick suckery. Just kind of normal head, I guess. And also. Okay. And also, like putting my tongue on the underside and just having you push your cock up so it slides against my cheek while I do it. I'm going up and down the full length, paying special attention to where it meets your balls. Fuck I'm over it. All right, it's gonna be slap time. Just work up some spit from my poor dehydrated mouth. And I'm gonna take you deep, but not fully into my throat, because if I put you fully in my throat, you close off my nasal passage. Not only can I not breathe, which I don't mind, but I also can't make noise. So, I don't know why I'm snorting so much. And I imagine the reaction to the slapping is in the noise, or part of in the noise that I make. So I'm just taking a second to let you run the underside of the head of your cock over my soft, wet lips. Okay. I'm just gonna get carried away if I don't stop doing this. Alright, slaps. Okay. I want you to fuck my mouth. I want you to fuck my mouth. Oh, fuck. Okay. I need you inside of me. I need you fucking inside of me. I don't want to wait and take off my panties. I'm just going to fucking pull them to the side. Kind of on my left hand side, so I'm gonna get more fully on that side, and you can fuck me from this side for a while. Okay. Just using the head to spread my wetness a little bit. Please. Please. The head of your cock is just dipping in so slightly when you brush by. Fuck. It's driving me fucking crazy. It's driving me fucking crazy. Just fuck me. Just fuck me. Please. Please. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, I can't get enough leverage on you. The way I need you to fuck me from that position. So I'm just gonna scrub my pussy as wide as I fucking can for you. Emily, just fuck me, please. It's because I haven't put anything in my cunt for 3 days. I try to let shit heal, but I feel like it's like even fucking tighter than it was before. I don't know. Anyway, it feels so fucking good to have you inside of me. So fucking good. I don't know if you can hear the ridge of the head of your cock catching on me every time you pull out. It feels so fucking good. It feels so fucking good. I'm just squeezing on it. I don't want to fucking let it out. It's so hard to pull out. It feels so fucking good. So fucking good, but I wanna be a good girl for you and take the whole thing apart. Please. Please. You want me to slam my pussy hard and you'll fucking hard until I come? I'll absolutely do that for you. I'll absolutely fucking do that for you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Fuck. Okay. I'm gonna slap your fucking pussy 3 times hard. And then you're gonna reward me by fucking me hard and fast until I fucking come for you, okay? Okay? Okay. I'm gonna do a slap in 3, 2, 1. Fuck me. Fuck me. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Fuck yes, right there, please, please, right there, right there, please. I wanna come. You feel so fucking good. You feel so fucking good in me. It's like you were just fucking made for me. I still have you bottom cut in me. I'm gonna take my panties off because they're getting in the way now. And I wanna be able to spread fully, properly, and take your fucking cock. Oh god. But I'm gonna take a drink there. So, like, just shifting around on the bed like I always do. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. Last hurrah, hopefully, but we're gonna do a panty gag. Because they're right here, and they're so fucking wet. Okay. Alright. So tempted to use the pink one. I shouldn't. Maybe later. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, I'm gonna. Sorry, now I'm gonna you're gonna put my fucking panties in my mouth, and then you're gonna fuck me however you see fit, and you'll be there and make me come, or you won't let me. We'll see what happens. I hope you do. I hope you let me. I've done a lot of slaps for you today, so I hope I've earned it. I'm gonna spread my ass cheeks so I can get as wide as possible and fix the towel that I did remember to put down. It's bunched up beneath me. And okay. You're gonna shove my panties in my mouth. Obviously by the wet crotch. And then fuck me.
Thank you. Thank you for making me squirt on your fucking cock. Thank you. Thank you. I feel so fucking good. I feel so fucking good. Fucking me slowly at the entire length of your cock. And the very tip. Oh, it keeps getting caught and coming out all at once. And it feels really overwhelming. Feel my cunt. Like tightening up immediately after. Oh. It stretched me so fucking perfectly. Stretched me so fucking perfectly. Oh god. It just feels so fucking right. Oh my god. Fuck it. Stretch your fucking pussy. Stretch your fucking pussy. Stretch your fucking pussy. Oh. Oh my god. Fuck yes. that sound was your fucking gum. If I close my eyes, I can kind of imagine what it is. And you're just slowly enjoying your pussy while you come down. I'm coming as deep inside of me as you could. I feel so fucking honored to have you come in me. So sweaty, oh my god. Rubbing up and down my slit was the head of your cock. And slapping my clit with it. Oh, God. Oh, my God. It feels like you fucking own me when you slap your cock against me. I don't care where it is. My tongue, my face, my tits, my pussy, fucking anywhere. It feels so fucking good to be owned by you. Oh. I thought I should check this towel, make sure I don't need to do anything else. I'm gonna double it over again. I did not expect to scream twice. I guess I'll have a nice long hiatus to plan things better in the future. Okay. I'm just stretched out for a minute because I'm sweating. I'm gonna wake up my phone really quickly. See how long this is. An hour, fuck. God, I really wanna come again. Sorry, I'm half cum drunk brain and half trying to decide if it's like a super shitty thing to do if I cut this one here, and then since I'm a greedy fucking slut and I want to keep going, like if I cut here and then start a new one so you guys will have more separate recordings while I'm gone. I think I'm gonna do that. I hope doesn't come across as shitty. Like, I'm not trying to make you, like, pay for anything. I just want you guys to have more, like, neatly spaced out audio, so you can always stitch them back together later if you want. Alright, so I will say bye for now. And you'll hear me pick up from here, I guess, in my next audio,
which I've no clue how long that'll be. Yay. All right, have a good day or night or evening, or maybe you're taking a siesta. I don't know. I don't know what you get up to in your free time. Okay. Oh my god, belly laughing is making me realize I have to pee. Okay, fuck. Alright, I don't know why I haven't stopped talking, because I'm a fucking dork. I'm gonna brush my hair and pee and drink some fucking water. And I will see you in part two, I guess. General dick suckery 2 : electric vanilla. I'm gonna die. I choked to death laughing. Okay. Okay, bye for real. See you soon. Bye.